The following, the best of talkback, was recorded for playback at this time. Sorry, no phone calls.
Talkback is brought to you by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. Experience the luxury. It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the hosts or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana connects and begins its conversation.
Welcome back, everyone. Sandra McQuain here with Nathan Martin, and joining us in the studio at the top of the hour are our friends from Louisiana Central. Leif Jones, welcome.
Thank you for having us. I've got great guests again today. As always, at Louisiana Central, we have a lot of things going on, but this is a time of celebration for Louisiana Central. We've talked before about our regional innovation programs, and our farm and food program is one of those, and it has started 10-plus years ago, but has grown tremendously, and we're going to talk about that. So today I have a couple of guests. I have Gary Perkins, who was here from the beginning. Gary is Executive Director of Business Acceleration Systems, our entrepreneurship program, but he was heavily involved initially when we started the farmers market here in Alexandria. And also we have Chris Richmond, and we'll introduce him in just a few minutes. He's going to talk about what's going on at the farmers market now. But Gary, let's go back 10 years.
Let me just make sure that everybody understands, not from the beginning of time, but just from the beginning of the farmers market.
Okay. We'll go back to the beginning of the farmers market.
Yes.
So that's, we celebrate our 10-year anniversary of that next month. But take us back to how things got started.
We were in Louisiana Central had a grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield to try to access to local foods, and was trying to get people to eat healthier lifestyles. And so part of that was we were trying to get a farmers market started in Alexandria. Inglewood was in business at that time doing organic vegetables. And they had a farmer's market out at their farm on Saturdays. And so we needed a midweek, is what we were talking about. Somewhere in the middle of the week, the people could pick up fresh fruits and vegetables. So through that, we just kind of put a small farmer's market together on the corner of Texas and Jackson in that shopping center. We started with about 8-10 vendors.
Right. And again, kind of from the economic development standpoint, of course, we're always involved and interested in this program for what it does by bringing fresh food to the market, to the community. But there's also an economic development and an entrepreneurship component to this. I mean, our objective is to not only help grow these vendors and provide the services, but also create jobs and eventually and even help move these vendors, some of them even to where they have a bricks and mortar operation. So we've had a tremendous history, started out that way. And initially, were there the same guidelines in place there are now for who could participate in the market, or did that just evolve over time?
Oh, yeah, we had to learn. We didn't know anything about farmers market. So you start off and you start finding out what all the issues are. Right. And so that all evolved. We've had great farmers market managers through the years, and so, you know, it was a learning process. It was very an entrepreneurial journey. We got started, and then we found out what the issues were, and built this program, or they built this program.
Right, and it's grown now from initially with the initial farmers market specialist to now I think there are 6 or 7 folks on your team, on y'all's team, Chris. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about what is happening now at the farmers market and also the activities you guys have planned for this month of September to celebrate things. So, Chris, first of all, introduce yourself. I think most people know Gary in the community, but you're new to our working with Louisiana Central. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Is this my phone?
Yes, you're on. Chris Richmond.
All right. I'm Chris Richmond. I'm from Leesville, Louisiana. I am the market specialist and vendor specialist, and I provide support to the vendors in the market while it's going on, and then also to the vendors outside the market.
Well, and what do you mean by vendor support? Let's talk about that.
So vendor support, it could be anything from when someone's coming into market, what all do they need to set up at the market? Rules and regulations, or whether it's tips on handling produce or how to package their products. We cover all that. And then also we observe their needs as we interact with them. We could send them to other parts of the program, like the business acceleration. We also look for grants and different things that might benefit their business and help them out. So we're just always kind of looking at how we can provide support inside and outside the market.
Okay, well, let's talk about, I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're averaging about 1,000 shoppers every week or so?
We are. It'll fluctuate. We've had some bad weather. Right. This year, the rain has kept people in sometimes. But what was really surprising and what I love about the market is it's people are dedicated to the market. The vendors and the shoppers are going to show up. We've had people sitting in their vehicles waiting on the rain to stop. And as soon as the rain stopped, they were out their vehicles and shopping.
Well, for those folks who don't know, Gary talked about the original location. Tell us where just get the basics. For the folks who don't know about the farmers market in Alexandria, where you're located, when it happens.
We're at 2727 Jackson Street, and it's from 3 to 6 p.m. every Tuesday, and that's every Tuesday. We've not canceled many markets unless it was just a bad situation.
And the time again?
At 3 o'clock to 6.
Yeah. And that's directly across from First United Methodist Church on Jackson.
Correct.
And many days that entire parking lot over there is completely full
and
beyond.
It really is. It doesn't take long for the people to start piling in. And, we're setting up anywhere from 1 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes at 12. The hot days, we try to get there a little bit early so that we're not, putting out as much and we can stop and take some breaks. We've really had to watch everybody. Some of the vendors have been there for a long time. Some of them are up in age or whatever, and it's just a lot. It's a demanding setup in these kind of temperatures and stuff.
So. Right. Well, what kind of vendors are participating now, and about how many vendors do you have weekly?
So we're averaging anywhere from probably around 24 vendors, and we have jellies, jams, body care products, meat vendors. We have meat pies, tamales. We have a little bit of everything, and it kind of fluctuates back and forth. We are keeping around 24 vendors, up to 30 on the bigger days. And the numbers of the 1,000 people, we did a count this year, and I think it was 1,012 people came through the market that day.
Yeah. So, what are the criteria now for a vendor to participate? And Gary mentioned that lessons have been learned. So we don't just have anyone can put up a table and have a vendor opportunity. How does that work?
That's right. So we have a vendor application process. We have guidelines, a percentage of food to other products, and we try to keep that in balance with vegetables and fruits being our biggest part of the market. And so that's, the first criteria. Did they fit into the things we're looking for that we need at the market? Then we also want to make sure we'll do site visits and make sure that everybody's up to par with all the regulations and such. And we just want to make sure that all our customers and shoppers are getting a good product and that it is actually made by these people. That's another thing, too. We don't want a lot of reselling, or really we don't want reselling at all. So that's a big part of it, too. Just going through and making sure that everything's up to par and that our customers are getting a safe product.
And that those products are ideally coming from and made in Central Louisiana.
Yes.
Ideally in Central Louisiana, but at least in Louisiana.
Correct.
We don't have folks coming from other states and bringing things that we're not aware of?
Not at all. That's definitely something we want to avoid, and we want to put the money back into the community. You know, through the years, y'all have developed a great system of bringing new vendors in and the people in. We have a lot of incentive programs with your nutrition access programs that bring a lot of people to the market, and it puts the money directly in the hands of the producers. And that's a really great thing. That's put more money in their pocket, and it's getting a better deal for the customers too.
And for folks who are listening, what do you mean by that? About the I know we have a match program and some other things. Can you explain that?
Sure. We have the SNAP program and Farmers Market Nutrition Program, EBT. It's where we take the SNAP benefits from their EBT card, and we'll match dollar for dollar on any amount that they spend at the market.
That's a great benefit for folks who have
it. Really is. I mean, it's doubling their money.
And giving good, nutritious food to their families and that
it's,
type of thing.
It's giving more access to good foods for people that might not have that chance.
Great.
And it's great to see the people's faces. I mean, it's such a good response, and this is one of the most rewarding jobs I've had in, you know, seeing directly how what you're doing is benefiting someone.
When you talk about, and this is where Gary can give input too, as he coaches entrepreneurs, what makes a successful vendor at the market, and then what makes a successful vendor that can move beyond the market? Let's start with what makes them successful at the market. What have you seen and learned, and do you advise?
So I'm seeing that the interaction, people who interact with their customers, who are constantly developing their products to cater to the needs of those customers, are doing a lot better. You know, they're fully engaged, they're in the community, and people find their products useful.
And also, I've noticed those who market themselves,
right,
and don't just depend on the market to market their products.
That's exactly right. We can assist them, but you know, it's kind of like leading a horse to water. They have to do it themselves. And we can highlight that and, you know, point out what they're doing in case it's not clear. But exactly that.
For those who want to grow beyond, and of course our goal is to get them to a point where they're actually selling products outside the market.
Right.
I know
Which
our entrepreneurs
wouldn't think you would want to lose somebody. You know,
that's right.
Create them, but it is. That is what we want
well,
to
and
do.
The point is we want products made here and then sell outside the market to bring revenue into
back.
The market. And so, Gary, I know you all focus on that in your entrepreneurship program. So from farmers market, or even from just the entrepreneur standpoint for farm and food type things, what have you seen as far as things that make someone successful beyond that market?
Yeah, we've had some great successes beyond that market. We had a couple of bakeries that are in business here now that started selling products at the farmers market. We've had a grass-fed beef processor that is that has really grown because they're selling regionally wide now. They're selling online their meat products. And it's those folks that can not only see the opportunities but actually take the steps to get there.
Right. And talking about those bakeries and others, are there any things that set them apart and allowed them to move from the vendor to a full-scale business like that?
Well, all the things that make entrepreneurs successful is, you know, you've got to be willing to take, we're not trying to get you to be a gambler, but we're trying to get you to be a detective. Is there really a market, and how do you find that market?
Right. Just because you want to do it. We've talked about that many times.
Right.
Just because you have a passion to do it, there has to be a market. There has to be something unique about what you're doing, and you have to do it well.
And one other thing, the kids' club. That when I work at the farmers market, that's the most fun.
The kids
get $5 tokens,
$5,
and they get to buy whatever they want, fruits and vegetables, with that $5. And it's a lot of fun doing that.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and find out about the activities planned for the 10-year anniversary.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker, Mercedes, and BMW. There's nothing quite like the unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Now let's get back to TalkBack on KSYL 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
And we're back again. Sandra McQuain, Nathan Martin, and joining us in the studio, the team from Louisiana Central. Leif Jones, I'll let you take it away.
Yes, Sandra, we've had Gary Perkins here with the BAS program from Louisiana Central, and also Chris Richmond, who is the vendor market specialist for the farmers market. And we're talking about the 10-year anniversary of our farmers market. Gary gave us some history there. Chris has talked about how much it's grown to 1,000 people and 26 vendors and weekly and all of those type of things. But we have some activities planned this next few weeks. So, Chris, tell us what those are.
Yeah, for the month of September, every market, we're going to be celebrating the 10-year anniversary, and we're going to be kicking it off on September 3rd. 3 p.m., we're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony. I believe Gary and are you going to be cutting the ribbon?
I'm going to be in San Francisco that day.
Oh, you're going to be in San Francisco. Okay.
It's a virtual ribbon cutting.
Yeah. We'll I'll be with y'all virtually.
Yeah. We'll have to have Jim and Leif cut. And then we're going to have some live music also that day. I believe it's going to be Brick House Bakery's little band. They've got several kids together and the dad. They're going to be putting it together. They've been at the market. I don't know if anybody's heard it, but the kids come out a couple times a month and play, and they're just amazing. It's such a good performance they always put on.
They have a good product, too.
They do. They had a great product. Those kids, those are some hardworking kids right there. We're also going to have free ice cream from our partners at Red River Bank. And then you can also enter every week starting that September 3rd market for a drawing that's going to be held on the last market of that month. I believe that's going to be the 24th will be the drawing. And then the September 10th market, we're going to have a chance for customers to come and sign a birthday card to the market. And in signing that card, the first 60 people we'll get a token for a free slice of birthday cake that's going to be from Dolce Vita. That'll be good. That's one of the vendors that she went to a brick and mortar here on Texas Street. And just, if you haven't tried it, some of the best food you've ever tasted.
It's Brazilian so, bakery.
Brazilian bakery.
That's started out as a vendor at the market.
Yes. Yeah, that's amazing. We're also going to have bubbles with Hannah. That should be pretty neat for the kids. And
is she the one that does the animals with the bubbles?
I'm not sure.
I think she is.
I think I've had her before. They said they had a good response from her last time. And in the September 17th market, that's going to be a day in the life of the farmers market. We're going to have a photo booth for selfies and your chance to say why you love the farmers market. We'll have the professional photographer Elliot Rocca there. Is that right?
Yeah,
Rocca.
Yep. Right.
Rocca. On hand for the photos. And then we're going to be doing a container gardening demonstration with LSU Ag and NCAT Gulf States. Okay. I believe that's going to be Audrey Coldy and Molly from LSU Ag. And I believe Audrey was the farmer's market manager.
She was, yes. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, she was there when I was actually a vendor for the market back, I think it was 2019, 2020, 2021. Audrey was there. Great person, great ally for the market. And then the last, it's going to be the September 24th market. That's going to be Customer Appreciation Day. We're going to be doing the drawings and giving away gift certificates to the market and Wildwood Pizza.
I've heard of that place.
Yeah, I've heard of it, too. It's pretty good pizza.
Yeah, pretty good.
I like that kicking chicken.
Right next door to Dolce Vita,
I think. See, just a one-stop shop here. We go by the market and then swing by there. We're also going to have the fly fishing casting demo with the Kisatchee Fly Fishers Club. And we always get a lot of people out that love seeing those guys. And the kids really love getting a chance to put the pole in her hand and cast back and forth there in the grass. It's really a good
So you've got something planned every week.
We do.
And tell us again as we wrap up this segment, when is the market? Where is the market? And we know that as we're going into the change of seasons and we're going to have different types of foods and fruits and vegetables and all kinds of things there, in addition to all these other things. So again, yes. For those, and then tell everybody how they can keep track of following you. So start with where it's located, when it happens.
Sure. We're at 2727 Jackson Street from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And it's every Tuesday, rain or shine, it's market time.
That's right.
And
they can keep track of you and follow you on Facebook.
Yeah, you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram. And
Alexandria Farmers Market.
Alexandria Farmers Market on Facebook.
Right across from First United Methodist.
That's right.
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Okay. Well, Chris, Gary, thanks for being here. I think Gary's going to stick around and talk about some entrepreneurship.
One more thing I was going to say. I really wanted to mention our new community table that we've started. And every year around August, you start seeing a decline in vegetables and fruits because of the time of year, the heat. And one thing we put together to help combat that lack is to make it available to other farmers and gardeners in the area who maybe don't have enough to be a full-time vendor, but they do have something to offer the market. And we've really saw a good presence from a response from that from the community. And we've had everything from pears, blueberries, muscadines, just all kinds of cool stuff that you don't normally see at the market that's filling in that gap for us right now. So if anybody would like to join and be a part of the community table, you can go to the AFM website. That's a Louisiana Central's website under the Alexandria Farmers Market. And there's a link on how to become a vendor or how to become a consignment table vendor.
And again, you can go to Facebook or Instagram and find out all that contact information. Chris, Gary, thanks for being here.